Good evening to you from me, Father Emil. Welcome to As the Sun Sets. Oh, well, I hope you've had a wonderful, wonderful weekend and that we're back into another week again. We've had the first day of the week and I hope you found things as you would like to have found them. But a very warm welcome to you. It's just lovely to have you. I know that many of you are travelling home from work right now. And or you might be sitting at home just waiting for the program to begin with your Bibles or your breviaries, whatever it is, you're there waiting for the program to begin, and it's just a pleasure being with you. It's always lovely being with you. So on this 29th of March, let us begin our program, and let's ask the Lord to be with us, as we always do. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia.
Different lands, I could tell that you were with me by the footprints in the sand. As I gazed upon the heavens, I saw pages of my life. It was then I realized that you remain there by my side. When the clouds began to gather and the rains came falling down, I looked to only find one set of footprints on the ground. I said, Lord, why did you leave me in the troubled times of life? I believe that you would always walk beside me day and night. Then I heard, my precious child, I'd never leave you. I have carved you on the hollow of my hand. It's then I carried you in my arms. When you see one set of footprints in the sand, dear Lord, will you be with me as I travel through the years? Will you be there in the struggles? Will you wipe away the tears? As my eyes turn toward the ocean and the shores of distant lands, I'm still thinking of the single set of footprints footprints in the sand. I heard him say, my precious child, I'd never leave you. I have carved you on the hollow of my hand. It's then I carried you in my arms. When you see one set of footprints in the sand, will I hear the angels singing as my life comes to an end? Oh Lord, I long to see you. Will you be there once again? My eyes turn toward the heavens, along the path of foreign lands. Once more I'm thinking of the set of footprints in the sand. Jesus said, my precious child, I'd never leave you. See your name carved on the hollow of my hand. I'm here to carry you to your home. You will see one set of footprints in the sand. You will see my set of footprints in the sand.
Mary Magdalene came with the other Mary to see the tomb where the Lord had been laid. Alleluia. The Lord's revelation to my master, sit on my right, your foes I will put beneath your feet. The Lord will wield from Zion your scepter of power, rule in the midst of all your foes. A prince from the day of your birth on the holy mountain, from the womb before the dawn, I begot you. The Lord has sworn an oath he will not change. You are a priest forever, a priest like Melchizedek of old. The Master standing at your right hand will shatter kings in the day of his wrath. He shall drink from the stream by the wayside, and therefore he shall lift up his head. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Mary Magdalene came with the other Mary to see the tomb where the Lord had been laid. Alleluia. Come and see where the Lord was laid. Alleluia. When Israel came forth from Egypt, Jacob's sons from an alien people, Judah became the Lord's temple, Israel became his kingdom. The sea fled at the sight, the Jordan turned back on its course, the mountains leapt like rams, and the hills like yearling sheep. Why was it, sea, that you fled? that you turned back, Jordan, on your course. Mountains, that you leapt like rams. Hills, like yearling sheep. Tremble, O earth, before the Lord, in the presence of the God of Jacob, who turns the rock into a pool, and flint into a spring of water. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Come and see where the Lord was laid. Alleluia. Jesus said, "Go and tell my brothers that they are to leave for Galilee. They will see me there." Alleluia. Alleluia. Salvation and glory and power belong to our God. His judgments are true and just. Alleluia. Alleluia. Praise our God, all you his servants, you who fear him, small and great. Alleluia. The Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns. Let us rejoice and exult and give him the glory. Alleluia. The marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. Alleluia. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Jesus said, "Go and tell my brothers that they are to leave for Galilee. They will see me there." Alleluia. Our Gospel reading this evening is taken from the Gospel according to John, chapter 20, verses 11 to 18. Mary stayed outside near the tomb, weeping. And then, still weeping, she stooped to look inside and saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been, one at the head, the other at the feet. And they said, "Woman, why are you weeping?" "They have taken my Lord away," she replied, "and I don't know where they have put him." And as she said this, she turned round and saw Jesus standing there, though she did not recognize him. And Jesus said, "Woman, why are you weeping? Who are you looking for?" And supposing him to be the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have taken him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will go and remove him." And Jesus said, "Mary." And she knew him then, and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabuni," which means master. And Jesus said to her, "Do not cling to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go and find the brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." And so Mary of Magdala went, told the disciples that she had seen the Lord, and that he had said these things to her. A very, very interesting character in the Gospels, Mary of Magdala. And interesting bit of information. This year we are celebrating the 800th jubilee of the founding of the Dominican Order. And the Dominican Order has always taken Mary of Magdala as its patron, or patroness, however you like to see that. And you might say, oh, well, it must be because we are such a group of sinners. But I think the reason why the Dominican Order has taken Mary of Magdala, Mary Magdalene, as the patroness of the order is that she was the first to witness the resurrection of Christ and was sent to tell the brothers that Jesus had risen from the dead, which is really what the vocation of the Dominicans is to make known the resurrection of Jesus. Right, well, let's have a look at the gospel today. Mary comes to the tomb. She sees the stone is rolled away, so she's a little bit anxious, and she's weeping. But then she stoops inside, and she sees two angels. Now, you know, the different gospels say, you know, one angel, two angels, or there was somebody at the head and so on. And I think we mustn't get all bogged down on the details of how many angels and who it was that was in the tomb and so forth. We can get very, very bogged down on all the details. And I want to say in a moment that those details are really, really unimportant. Okay, so why are you weeping? Why are you weeping? They have taken my Lord away, and I don't know where they have put him. And then she turns around and she sees this man, who happens to be Jesus, standing there. And she looks at the man, and the woman, and Jesus says to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Who are you looking for?" And Mary thinks that's the gardener, as we know. And then Jesus simply says to her, in the voice that Mary knew, "Mary." And Mary recognized it was Jesus. But now, Mary is still thinking of Jesus in the old way. That's why Jesus says, "Don't cling to me." No, there's a new manifestation of Jesus now. "Do not cling to me. I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go and tell the brothers that I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." And so Mary Magdala went and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that he had said these things to her. It's a wonderful, wonderful story of Mary discovering that Jesus had risen from the dead, and that she encounters Jesus, the risen Jesus, who sends her to go and announce, tell people, tell the disciples that Jesus is risen from the dead. So she's the first apostle. And I think it's a very, very interesting that she's a woman. She's the first one to discover that Jesus is risen. It wasn't the disciples. They were all scared, hiding away, I suppose, in the upper room. And Mary was the one who went to the tomb in the early morning, only to discover the rock had been rolled away, the tomb over the front of the rock over the face of the tomb had been rolled away, and she stoops inside and finds that Jesus is risen. He's not there. So she's the first apostle. And we should give her that pride of place, really, that she is the first apostle. She is the one that discovers that Jesus is risen, and she goes out and she tells the disciples, the apostles, that Jesus is risen from the dead. And of course, they all have their doubts, and you'll notice later on, and coming in this week, how they will all come to the tomb and also look and see that he is risen, and it will be Peter who goes into the tomb. But what I want to leave with you this evening is that Mary discovers that Jesus is risen from the dead. He's not there. He sees her. She sees him rather as a gardener in the garden and speaks to him, but she recognizes him. Now, I said earlier on, let's not get bogged down in how many angels there were, or there was a man sitting in the tomb, or whatever. That's unimportant. The most important thing about this is faith in Jesus that he is risen from the dead. And so Mary is that first one who comes and sees that Jesus is not there. So she sees, and then she believes, and she says, yes, everything Jesus had said is true. He has risen from the dead. She's so, so, so convinced about this now. And then, of course, she has that endorsement of Jesus himself who appears to her. And then he says to her, go and tell the brothers. So Mary is the one who discovers the risen Christ. You and I are also called upon to discover the risen Christ, that Jesus is risen from the dead. And this is what is central to the whole story of the resurrection. Not how many angels or this man or this one said this or the rest of it. No, what is so central to the resurrection is that Jesus is risen from the dead. And then we need to ask ourselves, do I believe that Jesus is risen from the dead? We must be able to say that with conviction, just as Mary told the disciples with conviction, yes, he has risen from the dead. We must be able to say that with every ounce of conviction. And maybe sometimes we have our doubts about it. But we go back in history, and in history tells that he is risen from the dead. And there will be some people, agnostics and atheists and so on, who will say, oh no, we don't believe he's risen from the dead. There's just a story that's been told. I believe that Jesus is risen from the dead. And I know that you too believe that. And as I say, sometimes we have a little niggling doubts about it. Don't worry, even Peter had his niggling doubts. All those apostles, the disciples to whom Mary Magdalene went and told them that Jesus had risen from the dead, they all said, ah, come on, you know. And then they went and saw. So let us also go and see and really be convinced that Jesus is risen from the dead. Now, you might say, but that is long ago, 2,000 years ago. Yes, it is. But I also believe that Jesus continues to manifest his resurrection. When we rise from our sins, when we can say to ourselves, you know, I have left behind my old way of life, or I've seen somebody whose life has changed drastically, dramatically, like Paul on his way to Damascus. That's where we see the resurrection in our modern day and age. When we see people who have encountered the risen Lord and say, I am convinced that the Lord is risen from the dead. And we can see that in their lives as they change their whole way of life and become believers. Like, for example, if this had to happen, please God, it would be wonderful if it did. If a member of ISIS suddenly said, I have encountered the risen Christ. I'm changing my life. I'm going to become a new person. That kind of dramatic change should come upon you and me in our lives. And so let's pray today that we will be truly convinced, that we will see in a whole new way that yes, and be able to profess with our lips, Jesus is risen from the dead. I believe that. You believe that. We must believe that. And we need to show that in our lives as we too rise from sin, rise from our own little deaths into a new way of life. There we see something of the resurrection. So the resurrection of Jesus is really a question of deep faith. And let's pray today that you and I will have the faith to realize and to know that Jesus is indeed risen from the dead. Alleluia. This is the day which was made by the Lord. Let us rejoice and be glad. Alleluia. While I was weeping at the tomb, I saw the Lord. Alleluia. Another wonderful prayer of Mary. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. For he has looked with favour on his lowly servant, and from this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me. Holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and has sent the rich away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. While I was weeping at the tomb, I saw the Lord. Alleluia. Now rejoicing, let us pray to Christ, who was buried in the heart of the earth, to awake in the light of glory. King of glory, hear us. We pray for bishops, priests, and deacons. May they be dedicated to their ministry. Grant that they may present to you a people ready for every kind of good work. Pray for those who serve the church as teachers of the faith. May they always seek your truth with sincerity of heart. We pray for the faithful, all the faithful. May they run the great race and finish the course. Let them receive the crown of victory in the kingdom of heaven. And Lord, you cancelled on the cross our sentence of damnation. Free us from the darkness of our sins. You descended into hell and opened wide its gates. Receive the faithful departed into your Father's house. And this evening I would like to pray for the Salesian priest Father Tom, who was crucified and died on Good Friday. Lord, we thank you for the gift of his martyrdom, but we ask you, receive him into your glory, grant him eternal rest and peace, comfort and strengthen his family and friends and the whole Salesian congregation. And Lord, hard as it is, we ask you to show mercy to those who have done this dastardly deed. Turn their hearts around and help them to see the evil of their actions. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And now let us pray. Lord God, you brought us healing through the Easter mysteries. Continue to be bountiful to your people. Lead us to the perfect freedom by which the joy that gladdens our way on earth will be fulfilled in heaven. And we make our prayer through Christ our Lord. And now may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down upon you and remain with you always.
Father, I put my life in your hands. Father, I put my life in your hands. In you, O Lord, I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. Into your hands I commend my spirit. You will redeem me, faithful God. Laugh and friends stand all. I am forgotten, like dead, unremembered. I am like a dish cast down.
Well, I guess that was the prayer of Father Tom, who was crucified on Good Friday. It was the prayer of Jesus as he himself was crucified on that first Good Friday, gave his life for you and for me. And so thank you for being with me for the last half hour. It's always lovely being with you to share this time of prayer and reflection. Say a little prayer for me sometimes and know that I remember all of you in your prayers. Let's also pray for the repose of the soul of Mother Angelica, who died on Easter Sunday. She who did so much for Catholic media throughout the world. May she rest in peace and be welcomed to that special place prepared for her. From me, Father Emil, now it's good night and God bless.